January 19th, 2013. John Key in Antarctica. Prime Minister John Key and his wife flew to Antarctica last night, Friday, for a 3-day trip. The plan was for a 4-day trip, leaving on Thursday evening, but the weather in Antarctica was a problem. So, Thursday evening, John Key and his wife were dining at a restaurant in Christchurch when he fainted. He stood up, then fell. He was taken to hospital, but doctors decided that there was nothing wrong with his health. Perhaps he was suffering from jet lag, as he had only just returned from an overseas trip. Or perhaps it was exhaustion. The job of Prime Minister is an exhausting one. Today he hoped to fly to the South Pole, but the flight was cancelled because of snow, so instead he visited Captain Scott's 1901 hut. He will host a dinner for US guests tonight. New Zealand and the US do a lot of scientific work together in the Antarctic. The US base at McMurdo Sound is only 5 kilometres from the New Zealand Scott base. New Zealand scientists in the Antarctic hope that John Key will realise the importance of their research and make sure the government provides funding for this research in the future.